Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Iván Dahazu. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Iván Dahazu is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dahazu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kleins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. Dahazu moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Dahazu moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mercer takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Mercer moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Foley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cruz bunts towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Rader reaches second base with a double. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to third. Two outs. Iván Dahazu is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dahazu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dahazu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rader scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires to first and has DeJesus trapped. There's the throw to Foley, who tags DeJesus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stearns bunts towards third. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Flynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool catches it and steps on first to double up Kingman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, With the score, the Cubs won, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rader batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. DeJesus is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DeJesus hits a line drive into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mozzilli moves to third. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Koosman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kleins is 0-for-2 in the game. Kleins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Kleins. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Mercer moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kingman is walked intentionally. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mercer moves to third. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Ed Cranepool, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Myrick now pitching. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rochelle is 0 for 2 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Myrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. DeJesu is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DeJesu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mazzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stearns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Flynn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Montanez pinch hits for Bob Myrick. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy Mioli pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Mioli goes all the way around to score. Mercer moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kingman strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Hector Cruz. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mercer scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a pop-up towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Wallace now playing center field. Gene Kleins now playing left field. Larry Biotner now playing first base. Mick Kelleher now playing third. BA Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall strikes out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Foley reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foley moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. DeJesus is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazzilli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Flynn takes first base on ball 4. Tom Grieve pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grieve takes first base on ball 4. Flynn moves to second. Joel Youngblood pinch runs for Tom Grieve. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randle is 0 for 4 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Flynn moves to third. 2 outs. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Tim Foley. Donnie Moore now pitching. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boisclair strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.